ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
Learning Maseches Sanhedrin of Samach Beis. The Blatt starts in the middle of the Shackle of Itaria of the Machoikis Abayin Rav of Eivet of Eidazorah may have of Europe. But Abayin says if you're Eivet of Eidazorah and you have no Kavana to have to, that it should be your God, you're just doing it because you love somebody or you're scared of somebody and he wants you to be Eved Avei Dezorah. Abayi says that that's Avei Dezorah's Chayev Skila. And Rava says, no, if you have absolutely no Kavana of Kabbalah Selehus, that's not Avei Dezorah. And we spoke in the previous Shir by Richas, the different Shatim and the Rishonim, what exactly the case of Havavir is. So Abayi says he has a Rayam to his pshat, that a Havavir is Chayev. What's the raya? Because it says in the Braisa, a machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim, you have a kohen Mashiach b'avei dezora. What's the din? A kohen Mashiach, a kohen gadol, he has a different carbon chatas than everyone else. He brings a par that's nasa lefnim. Everyone else brings a sirah and kisva that's nasa b'chutz. And the gabi other averis, the gabi all the other krisis, the kohen Mashiach has another chiluk that a kohen Mashiach needs helam dover. A kohen Mashiach is not chayev a chatas and shigis maisa. He's only chayev echadus if he didn't know the halacha. He thought that chaylev was mutter, and he ate chaylev, and then he's chayev echadus apar kayim Mashiach. But let's say he didn't realize it was chaylev, he thought it was shuman, and he ate it, he's not chayev echadus altogether. That's shigas meis, he's not chayev. Now by Avodah Zarah, there's no din of par kayim Mashiach. Avodah Zarah, he gets the same chadus as everybody else. He has a, by Avodah Zarah, the chadus is dafka seirah. And that applies to everybody. Kai Mashiach, or so a Nasi that has a different chatas by other mitzvahs, by Avodah Zarah is the same thing. A Nasi, Kai Mashiach, have the same chatas as everyone else. So that's the Machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim, that Rebbe holds, that who would then the requirement of Helam Dover also doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, it's not only when it's a Helam Dover when you didn't know the halacha, it's also Beshigas Maisa when you made a mistake in the Maisa. And the Chachamim say no. The Chum say that even though the Kohen Mashiach brings the same carbon as everyone else, he brings the Tzor, but still, just like by everything else, by the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol has a requirement that he's only Chayev Echatas Behelem Dover, not by Shigas Maisa, only when if he gets the Halacha. So who would then by Avodah Zarah, even though he's bringing the same carbon, but the requirement of Helem Dover still applies? That's what the Rabbi brings Braisa. So you see from this Braisa, that it's possible to call Shigas Maisa by Avodah Zarah. There's such a thing called Shigas Maisa. Not making a mistake in the halacha, but making a mistake in the Maisa. So the question is, how is someone Eved Avodah Zarah b'Shigas Maisa? So Eved Avodah Zarah b'Shegging, not because he forgot a halacha, but because he didn't understand the Metzias properly. He made a mistake in the Metzias. So fact the Gemara, how are you going to have a case of Shigas Maisa? If, let's say, somebody had to daven mincha, and he saw a building, looked to him like a shul, ran into the empty shul, and he bowed down to the Eivishta, to daven mincha. And then, after he finished, he realized he's in a base of Avodah Zarah. He bowed down in front of an Avodah Zarah. So that's the Chayr Shigas Maisa. He bowed to an Avodah Zarah without realizing it was an Avodah Zarah. So Freit Digmar, Elivel HaShemayim, that's not an Avodah Zarah B'Shegig, that's B'chol not Avodah Zarah. If you didn't realize it was Avodah Zarah for Kert, you thought it was a shul, you thought it was a basic Knesset, so B'chol didn't do Avodah Zarah, Elivel HaShemayim. And Rashi says the Chiddush, even if you knew it was a base Avodah Zarah, and you're bowing in front of the Avodah Zarah, but you're not directing your bow to the Avodah Zarah, you're directing your bow to the Eivishta. That's called Libel HaShemayim. That's not Avodah Zarah B'chlal. Ela dechazin darta v'shtach v'loi. Ela may you bow down to a statue. So Rashi explains they made statues of the king. Normally those statues were just a statue for covet of the king. Occasionally those statues were objects of worship that people actually worshipped and did Avodah Zarah to the statue. So you bow down to the statue of the king. You didn't realize it was Avodah Zarah. You thought it was a statue to the king. So the Gemara says, "Imanoshech ikke b'lay b'loya mezidhu." Even if he didn't realize it was an Avodah Zarah, but if he bowed down to give divine worship to the statue, he bowed down to accept the statue as a god and worship it, So even if he didn't, even if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, that's mamish amazed. He did Avodah Zarah b'mezid. We like Kibbalei B'loya. And if he bowed down to the statue, not to give divine worship to the statue, he didn't accept the statue as a god. It's not to give cover to the king. So again, like Klumu, that's not Avodah Zarah b'chlal. Bowing down to a statue to give cover to the king, that's not a ma'aseh Avodah Zarah, even though Klal B'Shemaya it was Avodah Zarah, but since he didn't know it was Avodah Zarah, so even according to Abaya, you're potter. That even though Abaya holds you don't need Kabbalah Salihus, Abaya holds Mehav of the year is also Chayiv, but that's alts if you knew that it was an Avodah Zarah. If you knew it was an Avodah Zarah, and you bow down to the Avodah Zarah, Shaloi L'Shem Kabbalah Salihus, but Mehav of the year, Abaya holds it's a Chayiv Avodah Zarah. You don't need Kabbalah Salihus, the Ma'aseh Avodah Zarah is Mechayiv. But if you didn't know it was an Avodah Zarah, so the bowing down was not a Ma'aseh Avodah Zarah b'chlal. And we're still giving cover to the Melech, so Mimele, even if Klal B'Shemaya was Avodah Zarah, but still, that's not called a Ma'aseh Avodah Zarah, even according to Abaya, it's Lav Klum, what the Gemara says. So it's like the Gemara, Ela Mehav of the year. So it must be that he was Avodah Mehav of the year, and Mele, it's a Raya that a Hav of the year is Chayiv. Now, what's the case of a Hav of the year? Again, again, it's not Chayiv Shigas Ma'aseh. Because if he didn't realize it was an Avodah Zarah and he had no Kabbalah Salihus, so why did he spot her? So Rashi says, he was Avodah Avodah Zarah Mehav of the year, and what's the Shege? Because he thought that was Mutter. He thought it was Mutter to be Avodah Avodah Zarah Mehav of the year. So why is that called Shigas Ma'aseh? Why isn't that called Helam Davar? So Rashi explains, Helam Davar means you're missing out on some of the halachas of Avodah Zarah. You don't realize that this particular thing is Avodah Zarah. Mashenki, and here we know all the halachas of Avodah Zarah. He knows exactly what Avodah Zarah is. He just thinks that Avodah Zarah is mutter for half of the year, and really it's not. So Mimela, that's not called Helam Davar, that's called Shigas Ma'aseh. Nashtein Rashi. And Rava says a similar teretz. Rava says that Helam Davar means you don't know anything about the Isra Avodah Zarah. And Shigas Ma'aseh means you know part of the Isra Avodah Zarah. You know Zvicha, but you don't know Akhtara, or you know Kedarka, you don't know Akshachava, whatever the case is. So the Yad Ramah, it's a little bit later on Samach Bezim and Aleph, and Samach Bezim and Bezim, and Samach Bezim and Bezim, the Gemara calls it Shegig V'loi Miskavin. And the Gemara says that by Avodah Zarah, the moment that Zetzah and the Brisa by Avodah Zarah, and the words by Avodah Zarah, Shegig V'loi Miskavin is Chayiv. And what's the case of Shegig V'loi Miskavin? So the Gemara goes through the same Shakel V'tari, if he thought it was a shul, a real B'Shamayim, if he thought it was a statue, if he was Mekabel Ba'amezidu, if he was not Mekabel, it's nothing. And then the Gemara says, Elam Ehav Yiris, that fits according to Abaya. So the Adama is bothered, if you're going to say Ehav of a Yiris, the Pshat, that you knew you were being Ovid, Avodah Zarah, Ehav of a Yiris, you just thought you're allowed to be Ovid, Avodah Zarah, Ehav of a Yiris. So it's very shver to call that Shegig B'Loi Miskavin. That's not a Loi Miskavin. That means you didn't know the Halacha. You didn't know the Ehav of a Yiris Aser. So Shtigl is shver to call that Shegig B'Loi Miskavin. And also he's bothered when the Gemara brought Rav's Teretz that we're talking about Ayma Mutter, and the Gemara says, Ayma Mutter, Hainu Helam Davar. I mean, that Kasha should have been said in Abaya also. You want to say it's Mehav of the Yira. So where's the Shkaga? Because you thought Ahav and Yira is Mutter. So the Gemara should have said the same Kasha. Hainu Helam Davar. Why did the Gemara think it was more Shver in Rava than on Abaya? So the Yad Ramah is an Upshat. The Yad Ramah says, La'olam, we're talking about that he thought it was a statue and really was an Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara had a kasha mimanavshech. If he was planning on worshipping this statue, divine worship, Kibla Valeha. So what's the difference if he thought it was a statue? It's also an Avodah Zarah. It's also a mezit. And if he was not planning on worshipping the statue, see, even though Klapi Emerson is an Avodah Zarah, but the bowing is not a bowing of divine worship. The bowing is not a bowing. Kvayda Melech, that's like Klum, even according to Abaya. Hazaiti Gemara, he thought it was a statue. And it's really Avodah Zarah. But he was Avodah Mehav of the year. So there, Zakta Yisait, even a Baya that says there is a Chi of Misa Nehav of the year, that's Dafka when you do a Avodah Zarah of a Hav of the year to something which is a real Avodah Zarah that other people actually Avod it Lagamri. But if you have an Avodah Zarah that nobody's Avod this Avodah Zarah, and for some strange reason, there's a guy that wants you to be Avod this particular Tzura, this particular object, And if not, he's going to cause you problems. Or stam, you love him, you want to make him feel good, and he wants you to be avid something which is not even an avid desire. So nobody treats it as a god, nobody. And even you, you're doing avid desire to it, but not because you really believe it's a god. You're just pretending mehav of a yira. Even Abaya holds your potter. Abaya only holds his chiv by half of a yira if you do the avid of a half of a yira to something which people do are avid. It's an official avid desire. Then there's a chiv misa of a half of a yira to this avid desire. Vashayin is something which just stam a statue which nobody's avid, and punkt. Someone wants you to be avid this statue that nobody's avid. So l'shem ahav of the year, without Kabbalah Siliyus, you're avid this statue which no one else is avid, then you're potter. So that's the Yadr Mas Pshat in this Gemara. Elam ahav of the year, it's taka parsha to shikis maisa, not that you didn't know that halacha that ahav of the year is chiyav, is chayav, that ahav of the year is avay desara. You knew that halacha. But you also knew correctly that ahav of the year is only chayav when you're avid when the thing that you're being avid mehav yira is an avid desire. People are avid that thing. But if it's just a statue of the king, nobody's avid it. Punk, somebody wants you to be avid this statue, and you're willing to do it mehav yira. So then you're taka potter. And if you thought it was a regular statue, and that's why you were avid it mehav yira, and it turned out, no. Turned out it was a real idol, it was a real avid desire, an official avid desire. So that's taka shigin as maisa. You made a mistake about the mitzias. You made a mistake. You thought the statue was not an official avodah zarah. So male, even according to Abaye, you could be avodah mehav v'yira. And it turned out to be an official avodah zarah. That's a parsha to shigin as maisa. As I teach the Ramah. Now this is really more parsha how to learn up the Gemara. Because this is a real shigin as maisa. You don't have to come on to the deichik that not knowing the halacha of avodah zarah is called shigin as maisa. But Mestamer Rashi argues beside in the Adramah. Mestamer Rashi holds that according to Abaya, that Avodah Mehav of the Yira is considered is Chayim. So who then, if no one is Avodah this Avodah Zarah, but if you're doing a Maisa of Avodah Zarah, you're doing it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but you don't have a personal Kabbalah Salah, you're doing it Mehav of the Yira. That would take be Chayim L'Chayim L'Das Abaya L'Fi Rashi. That's L'Chayim Machlekes Rashi in the Adramah. If a bayin is mechayiv by a half of a year, is a dafka if it's a real avay desire that people are even or even not. But if you're the adramah, it's easier to understand why it's called shigigas maisa. And that's now let's see a little bit the next sugya. The Gemara was discussing a ziradin chilik malachis by avay desire. The Gemara brought a brisa, tani abzaki kam de berchel and zivich kita venisa chashtachava belamachas and nechayiv alachas. And he said, puk tani libra, the elder yechayiv and all the Yechayev kolachas v'achas, and by Shabbos you find the din of chiluk malachas, and there's a man the yom avar l'lav yatzis, a man the yom avar l'chalak yatzis. So that's a shaylev shachavo is l'lav yatzis or shachavo is l'chalak yatzis. And the Gemara brings in a shaylev that even if you hold avar l'lav yatzis, but you should still say chiluk malachas by v'nizor the same way that we say chiluk malachas by Shabbos, because a man the yom avar l'lav yatzis, how does he know chiluk malachas by Shabbos? He knows it from a drasha that it says va'asim me'achas me'heina. So you have a drasha, of achas and a drasha of me'achas and a drasha of heina and me'heina and achas she'heina and heina she'achas. So by Shabbos it says that achas is if you write a whole word shimon, me'achas is if you write part of the word shem mi'shimon, heina is if you do an av malacha, heina includes the av malachas, me'heina is marba told this malachas that told this malachas or also chayiv v'chatos. And achas shehena heina sheachas is that sometimes you chayev in all the malachas when you have zod and shabbos and shigas malachas, and sometimes you only chayev one on kama malachas when you have zod and malachas and shigas shabbos. That's the drasha by Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know that drasha is not written in Hilchos Shabbos. That drasha is written in the parasha of Chatos. In the parasha of Chatos, maybe you should say the same drasha for avodah zarah. Would apply to avodah zarah also. The Gemara says, achas is when you shechted, when you did a regular shechita. Me achas is simen echad, when you did half a shechita. Like shem yishimen, like when you did half a word. Heina is avos. And me heina is told us if you break a stick in front of it. It's a told of shechita. The avos are shechita, akhtar, nisach, and ashtachavah. And achas shehein is when you have a zonah v'eskom and shigas avaydis. And heinah shiachas is when you have a shigas v'eskom and zonah melachas. Zonah avaydis. The Gemara Lamaisa says it can't be, because achas mehein is written by a chatas, and avaydis zara doesn't have that chatas. That chatas is the se'irai kisva that's by shar avaydis, but by avaydis zara, that's another parish of chatas, we have to dafka bring a se'ira. So mele, you can't say that me'achas mehein is going on avaydis zara. That's the Gemara's maskana. I just want to realize two interesting taurus on the sugya. One is that the Gemara is darshaning from heina mehena, that heina is avos, when you have zivuch, shkita, and aktora, and nisuch, and ishtachava, and these things the Gemara learned that from the psukim, that the avodas pnim that we had early on the samachim and beis. So all the avodas pnim, like shkita, and aktora, and nisuch, and zrika is included in nisuch, and ishtachava is also mefurish in the pasuk. And the Gemara wants a darshan from Mehena, the toldeis, that shava maklof, and that's not mamish shchita, it's a tolde of shchita. So Rashi says, shava maklof, and that's l'shem of eskom medomi l'shchita, ukegoin, the darkel of the b'makel. The derech is that you do avayda zara for this avayda zara with a stick. And Rashi in avayda zara, which he brings that Gemara from the Gemara in avayda zara, the Gemara in avayda zara says, if you do Avodah Zarah with a stick, and you break a stick in front of Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv. So Rashi explains like this. If you don't be Avodah with a stick altogether, then breaking a stick is not considered a shechita b'chlal. It's too big of a stretch. Breaking a stick is not a shechita. Only if you're Avodah with a stick. But he says, if the Avodah is to break a stick in front of it, so you don't have to come on to shechita. Anytime in Derech Aveda, no matter what, Eicha Yavdu teaches you, any Derech Aveda is Chayiv. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is you're being Eivet it with a Kishkush Makal, he says. You shake the Makal in front of it. You shake the Makal in front of it, you wave the Makal in front of it, you bang the Makal in front of it, whatever the case is, that's the Aveda. Breaking the Makal is not the Aveda. So you can't be Mechayiv in Mal Derech Aveda. But since you're eivet with a makel, then we could see the shvir of the makel to be a shchita. Thus stated Rashi in Avodah Zarah. The Ramban in Avodah Zarah declares that maybe Rashi only said it the maskan of our Gemara, that we don't learn out shvirus makel because it's a tolda. We don't have a pasuk for toldas come dice. So why is shvirus makel chayev? You want to say it's mamish shchita. It's not a tolda of shchita because there is no pasuk that told us lemaskana. Lemaskana, the Gemara says that this pasuk of achas mehena, these drushes of achas and meachas and heina mehena, they don't blame lemaskana. But still, it says in a sechtas avay desire that shava makal fenes chayiv. It blames a shchita. So if it blames mamish a shchita, that could only be if you're avid with a makal. But here, if you learn it out from a tolda of shchita could be even if you're not avid the makal. But he says, Rashi, Mefurish not the way. Rashi is going on the drush of the pasuk that you learn out from Mehena, toldos, just like you have toldos of Malachas of Shabbos, you have toldos of Malachas of Avodah Zarah, and a tolda of Shechita is breaking the makel. But that's only when you eivet it with the makel. But the Ramban is bothered by the svara. The Ravid also holds that way. What's the difference? If breaking a makel is considered Shechita, what's the difference if you eivet with the makel? And if it's not considered shchita, so even if you eivet it with a kishkish hamakel, with banging it, whatever it is, why should it be considered a shchita? So the Ramban and the Ravid hold that it's lav dafk if you eivet eisib hamakel, even if you're not eivet eisib hamakel, breaking a makel is considered a shchita, period. The reason why the Gemara, they said eivet eisib hamakel is because it is seifel, or a bus, it says there, shav hamakel afanes chayiv, zarek makel afanes potter. And it's not called a zrika, because zrika is like, it's more calls it a zrika mishtaberis. In order to be daimit to zrika, it has to be a zrika that comes apart. Like when you zerik dam, it goes into little pieces, like little drops. Throwing a stick is not daimit to zrika. So it's a rebusa, even if you're even eisim b'makel, but the zrika is not called a zrika. But the shchit is even if you're not even eisim b'makel. That's what the Ramban holds and the Ravid. The Ritva helps that Rashi svara. He says that breaking a makel is not called ke'en pnim, because they don't break sticks in the Beis HaMikdash. They shecht animals. So that's why if it's not avayda b'makel, so mele, breaking a makel is not considered avaydas pnim. Mashen Kane, if you're Ovdin Aisa B'mako, so come days for this Avay Desire, the stick gets a din animal. Because Lugvaya, you bring behemoths, and for this Avay Desire, you bring sticks. And you do Avay this with sticks. So then, since anyway, this Avay Desire, that Avay this with sticks, so B'negei, this Avay Desire, a stick has the same status as an animal, B'negei Avay this Prim. So that's why breaking the stick could be like a shrita. But otherwise, if it's not a vegeshtel, that the stick to this avay desire has a din of an animal, so mele breaking the stick is not a shrita b'chalal. That's like the ridva. Al kapanim it's a machlekes yishainim. If breaking a stick is a shrita all the time, or breaking a stick is only a shrita once you already shtel the vek, that the stick is epis of carbon, then the breaking could be a shchita. And that's only avegishtelt by the fact that you're even aisa b'mako. There's a bigger sugya there, and avay desire b'negei the Rambam with shchitas chagov, with shchitas balmum, and kamakayim ilaharich. Another aura is that the Gemara learned that from achas me'achas, just like by Shabbos you say that achas would tell you you have to write an entire word. You're not evil, you're not chayiv in the malach unless you write an entire word. And me'achas means if you wrote part of the word, that's also good enough to be chayiv. And Rashi points out, the reason why it says shame at Mishimon is because when you want to be mechayiv for doing part of a malacha, it has to be kiyaytzibay b'makamachar. It has to be a full word. Shame is a word. It's just you didn't need the word shame. You need the word shimon. So Mela, you wrote the word shin mem. It's a shame. So you already wrote a word. So Mela, and it's part of what you want. Then there's a rebbe of achas to tell you Me'achas, that part of it is also good. Now, Shengen, if you wanted a word, and you wrote two letters of the word, and those two letters are not a shame b'makamacher, like Rashi says, you wrote nun pei from Naftali. If you wrote nun pei from Naftali, that's not a shame b'makamacher. If you wrote shame Yishima in Udon from Daniel, so that's a shame b'makamacher. So you chayiv, even though you wrote a mixus of the word. Now, Shengen, you wanted to write the word Naftali, and you only wrote nun pei, and that mixus is not a shame b'makam acher, and b'meili not chayim. So we get to avay dezara, which the Gemara says that a simon echad is considered to be a me'achas. So Rashi says, and why is a simon echad a shchita b'makam acher? He says, because you find, by a chatis a'if, you only shecht one simon. So by a chatis a'if, you only shecht one simon. So b'meili a simon echad is considered to be something which is shayach b'makamacher, like shem yishimay. So Rashi's mashma b'chiddush, that if you're planning on shechting an entire animal for avay dezara, and you wanted to shecht two simanim, and you didn't shecht a full simon, you shechted only a part of a simon. So you're pater, because even though you did a mixus of a shechita, but a mixus only works when it is an entire thing b'makamacher. So one simon is an entire shkita makamacher, it's entire malinka bechatas oif. Mashayin kain, if you don't even have one simon, rashis klai mashmid bipater. But the Adramas says, no. The Adramas says, even if you shechted part of the simon, you'd be chayiv. He brings him a first Gemara in Ksuvis, Maflam Adalan, and Bavakamad Afayin Aleph, that it says by Avadazar, Mechishachet Purta Istale. As soon as you shechted a little bit, it's already aser. It sounds like a machleik is Rashi and the Adramah, when the Gemara says Simen Echad, is a Dafka Simen Echad. Well, the Adramah says, no, even less than a Simen Echad. Like, he brings the Gemara says, Mechishachet Purta Mitzalah. Now, the Chazanish is bothered at Rashi. How could you say that less than a Simen Echad, your potter, why is it different than Shavar Makel? Shavar Makel is considered a Shkita. So why shouldn't cutting into a Simen also be considered a Shkita? Hazag the Chazanish, Rashi Lishitasa, he holds you need to be that the Avodah should be a makel in order to be considered a shkita on the makel. So he says like this, if the Avodah here was with the kana is something that you bring to the Avodah Zarah. So Avodah, once you break the kana, so that's considered a shkita. But here the Avodah is with the behemah. So you have to do a shkita on the behemah, you have to break or shech the behemah. If you do a shkita on less than a simen, that's not a shkita on the behemah. You break a mako, so the avoid is with the mako. You do a shkit on the mako, you break the mako. Mashenkin here, the avoid is with the behema. The behema, you have to shkit on the behema. That Rashi shows you need one siman. But the Chazish is bothered, like a little bit the Adramat brings, is a sugya in Chulin Daf Mem, which is the Chayim Mefurish, that you don't need a full siman. The emesis, it's a machlekes at Peskim. The Taz, in Yerideya, Siman Beis of Katan Yadalin, he starts off with shtickle saying that you need a siman. He's medayikit from the Rambam and the Tur. When the Rambam and the Tur say that you don't need a full shkita, they say a siman echad is good enough. So the Taz wants to learn this kipshutai, that you need a siman echad, less than a siman echad, zok the Taz, is not considered a shkita b'chlal, it wouldn't ask it a behema. But then the Taz brings in the Gemara in Chul Daf Mem, which is mashmanat that way, but the Taz wants to make a chilik, that at least you need something which would make the animal a nevela. There's a difference between the kana and the veshet. A kana, if you cut into the kana, the animal is still considered, it's still not a nevela, it's not even a trefa. A kana, a hole in the kana, doesn't make the animal a trefa. You have to slice roiv of the kana in order for an animal to be a trefa. Hazak des, a male, that's not a shkita b'chlal. Vashenke, in the veshet, as soon as you cut a little bit into the veshet, the animal becomes an avela. The kuvas haveshet is an avela. So male, that's why it's called a shkita. That's what the Taz holds. So again, to a kasha he had over there. He wants to use that to answer the kasha. The Shach and the Kudas Kesef argues very stark. He says the Rambam in the Torah that says Simen Echad, it's Lav Dafka. They give an example of Kolshu, kind of like the Gemara that says Simen Echad, and the Ramah says it's Lav Dafka. And the Shach doesn't want to make any chilik between the Kana and the Veshet. Kolshu, period. They cut into the animal, L'shem Shchita, it already becomes Aser. But L'chayr, neither the Taz nor the Shach mention it, but L'chayr, this Rashi sounds very much like what the Taz held in the beginning. They need a siman echad. You learn it out from achas meyachas, like shem yishimin, and you need it should be a shchita makam acher, like Rashi says vechat esayif malika, a siman echad, but less than a siman echad. That's not shem yishimin. That's pater. And maybe when the Gemara says mechashachav a purt denesra, the Gemara is lav dafka means a siman echad veisach nisht. But that's the mashmayus of the Rashi here. I saw in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Chavav, it's Eis Ches, that he says that this whole Rashi that says that part of the Shkita is good is only in the Havamina that the drosh of Achas Shi Achas, Achas Me Achas, Heine Me Heine, applies to Avodah Zarah as well. But the Maskana that we say that no, that Avodah Zarah doesn't have a Chata, so the drosh doesn't apply, so Mela, you're not Chayiv unless you do a full Shkita. As I said to Minchas Chinuch, the Chayiv is a Pliya. The Gemara in Chul and Daf Mem, the Gemara in El Anaris Daf Maimedala, the Gemara of Akamad Daf Ayin Aleph, the Chishacha Beirut the Litzer. I don't understand what the Milchus Chinuch does with these Gemaras, but it is a Shtikal Ara. If the Gemara had to learn out from Achas Meachas that a Siman Echa in this Chayiv, from Askana there is no such Drasha. So Taka, how do we know that Shachar Beirut is Chayiv? So maybe you could say that Lamaskana we hold that way in Svara. In Svara we hold, you don't need a Shkita. A Kana is also considered a Shkita Lagabe Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah could be Lamaskana. Rashi would also be masking, you don't need a Siman Echad. Rashi only mentioned Siman Echad because the Gemara is learning out from a Drasha of Achas Meyachas. So it has to be Daima to Shem Yishimin, just like Shem Yishimin is Dafka when it's a name of Makamacher. So here also it's Dafka when it's a Shkita Makamacher. So that's why Rashi says Siman Echad, and the Gemara says Siman Echad. But maybe Lamaskana, we don't have this Drasha. So the din of Kishacha Beperut and Esther is Taka Svara. I would say, we need a Siman Echad Lamaskana, and that would be like the Shach. And now let's go weiter. I want to see a little bit the Sugi of Misasek, which comes up on this blot. And the Gemara was having a Shakal Vitaria about the Brisa that says that Chaymer B'Shar Mitzvah from Shabbos, B'Shar Mitzvah Shogubloi Miskaven Chayiv Mashenkin B'Shabbos. And the Brisa had said that Shabbos is more chomer than Shar Mitzvahs because Shabbos is a chiluk malachais. Shtayim belamechad is chayim ashenken Shar Mitzvahs. And Shar Mitzvahs are more chomer than Shabbos because Shar Mitzvahs shayik blay miskavin is chayim ashenken Shabbos. So the Gemara in the middle of Shakal Vitaria was trying to discuss what does it mean that by Shar Mitzvahs shayik blay miskavin is chayim ashenken Shabbos. The Gemara couldn't set sinayim by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is very hard to find the case of Shayig Blay Miskavim, like the Gemara says. And if it's the case of Ayma Mutter V'chuli, Sinai by Shabbos also, Yechayiv. So Gemara at one point wanted to say that the case was by Shai Mitzis, like by Chalev, that by Shai Mitzis, Misasik is Chayiv, like let's say Kesavir Roiku Uboloi is Chayiv, and by Shegin Shamis, Misasik is Potter, by Neschavim, like Bias Atalosh Vachadach Hasimachuber is Potter. So Rashi brings down that the Ptur Misasik comes from Exeris Akazav, says Ashachot Abba. Ashachot Abba is a Mayim Misasik. Comes from the Gemara increases Daf Yates. So the Gemara brings down the Maimer of Shmuel, Krav Nachav Mishmuel, that says, Misasik Bechalom Varai is Chayiv Shekei Nena, Misasik B'Shabbos Potem Lachs Makshev V'Sasur Teirah. So the Gemara says a specific reason why Misasik Chalom Varai is Chayiv, Shekei Nena. Because the Nena, that's why the Chayiv. And the Chayiv B'Shad in the Gemara is, that Azai you'll have a Ptur of Ba, Azai you'll have a Ptur HaShechot Ba Prat L'Misasik, but since the Nena, so it's not Nichol in the Ptur of HaShechot Ba Prat L'Misasik. But then the Gemara says, on Shabbos Yipater, because Melachs Makshev is Asur Torah, which is a specific din L'Gabi Shabbos. So Tais that's the obvious kasha. If there's a Ptur Misasik in general, HaShechot Ba Prat L'Misasik, which would apply to Kol HaTorah Kula, and that doesn't apply to Chalom V'Arayis, someone who eats chaylev misasik, or someone that's boil and erev misasik, he doesn't have the p'tura shechot abba, shekei nena, because he's nena. We're going to go explain in the hemshach of the shir what's the svara for that. Why should shekei nena be different? Why should shekei nena be a reason why you don't have the p'tura misasik that's learned from the xeris akasav of ba? We'll explain bez Hashem. But lemaisa, what does the Gemara say? That in the mal is a drasha that's remayim misasik for kol haTorah kula. Ashechot Abba, Pratla Misasik, and that doesn't apply to Chalom V'Arayis, it doesn't apply to Isuri Achila and Isuri Bia, because they have Shekei Nena. So, Oy V'Zoy, so why does it say by Shabbos Yipatuk is Melech Smachshev V'Sasutayr? Abazunu Dim by Shabbos and Melech Smachshev without Machshev, you can't have a mice of Chil Shabbos. Tepik Levit, you should have the regular Ptur of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Ptur of Ba, because you don't have the Mechai of Shekei Nena. Shekei Nena is dafka by Chalom V'Arayis. So the name of Shmuel sounds like a shtickle steer in Minei Ubei. You're telling me Chalom V'Arayis is part of is Chayiv Shekei Nena. Vaislis is a general Ptur of Misasik, which would apply everywhere, but Chalom V'Arayis can't be included Shekei Nena. And then you're telling me on Shabbos Yipater, because Marks Makshev is Asher Torah. It sounds like you need to come on to a special din in Shabbos that Marks Makshev is Asher Torah. Imanavshach. If the whole Ptur Misasik is only Asmelech Smachshevis, so why do you have to say Chalom V'Arayis is Chayiv Shekei Nena? But Chalom V'Arayis is B'chol Ladin Amelech Smachshevis. Elam Ein is a Ptur of Ba, and Ba would apply Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's why you'd have a Ptur if not for the fact that Shekei Nena. So why do you have to say B'Shabbos Asmelech Smachshevis is a Torah? Typically, you have the regular Ptur of Ba of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's Rek Taisis. So Taisis says two Turuts. One Taisis says that Taisis, that the Gemara is saying, that sometimes by Shabbos also you'll have Shekei Nena. What if you're Nena by Shabbos? If you're not Nena altogether, then you have the Ptur of Ba. But what about if you are Nena? So then you don't have the Ptur of Ba. So Zakti Gemara, yeah. But by Shabbos, even by Nena, you'll have the Ptur of Machs Mach Shabbos even without the Ptur of Ba. How would you have a case of Nena by Shabbos? Could be Lamashal. If someone, the Gemara says, if someone does it so with food in his mouth and he swallows it, he's Chayiv and he swallows it, because that's Anocha. So maybe that's the case, Taiz holds Shekei Nena. Lamaisa, you're doing the Malacha Vitzah, and you're eating it. You're eating Nena from the Malacha, eating it. Or maybe other cases, maybe if, let's say, you bite something off a tree, I know, maybe might have a Torah of Shloike Derech, but if it wouldn't be Shloike Derech, you have a fruit that's growing on a vine, and you bite it off the vine, so you have a Kaitzer while you're eating it, so maybe that's Shekei Nena. I'm not sure, but that's what Taisa says. It might be Shark Shekei Nena by Malacha Shabbos, and Shekei Nena, you still would have a Ptur, even though you don't have the Ptur of Ba, you still have the Ptur of Nachs Makshevis. That's Taisa's first Teretz. And Taisa in the second Teretz says that Yisaitis like a chiluk between the Ptur Misasik that's learned out from Ba and the Ptur Misasik that's learned from Nachs Makshevis. The chiluk and Miki Yisait Dinim, Taisa in the second Teretz says. It's two separate Dinim, they're both called Misasik, but they're completely different. And you could have a Misasik, which is Nichol and the Ptur of Ba, it'll be potter because of Bar Pratla Misasik, but it wouldn't have the Ptur Melech Smachshevis, and you can have the Misasik which has the Ptur Melech Smachshevis, and wouldn't have the Ptur of Ba. Like we'll explain. Melech Smachshevis, Taisa says, means that it has to be, it was Neskaima Machshavtoi. He had a specific plan, a specific reason why he did the malacha, and it was niskayim that reason. Your plan was niskayim. So you wanted to pick a red apple, and you end up picking up a green apple, and you didn't want a green apple. You wanted a red apple. So that's a problem of malach machsheves. Because it didn't happen. You were trying to get a red apple, and accidentally your hand slipped, or you thought it was the red apple, but really it was the green apple, and you didn't get the apple you wanted. So that's a chsayin of malach machsheves. You wanted to extinguish one candle, and you end up extinguishing a different candle. You made a mistake. The candle that you extinguished, you wanted on. You wanted the other candle extinguished. That's the problem with Mechs Machshavis. It was lying in Skyma Machshavtoi. But Zak Taisis is no Turabah in that case. Because since you're Mechavim from Melechis Isser, you don't have a Turabah. But is when you're Mechavim from Melechis Heter. When you want to do a Melechis Heter, and it ends up that you did a Melechis Isser, that's the problem of Bah. But if you weren't planning on doing a Melechis Heter, you were planning on doing a Melechis Isser. It just turned out to be a different Isser than what you wanted. That's Bechlal not the din of Ba. If you wanted to eat one piece of chalev, and you ended up eating another piece of chalev, a piece of chalev that you didn't want to eat, but Lamaisi wanted to eat chalev, you wouldn't have to come on to Shkenena. Bechlal is no din of Ba. Ba is a pshat as you mischam fehetu in a tame at Isser. So that's why you need Melech Smachsheves, because not all cases of Mesasik by Shabbos are going to be covered by Ba. If you wanted one mechuba and you end up with a different mechuba, that doesn't have a ptur of ba. That only has a ptur of melech smachsheves. Lindachisa, you can have a case where you have the ptur of ba, and you don't have the ptur of melech smachsheves. You have the mesasik of kol ha'teru kula, and you don't have the mesasik of Shabbos. What's the case? Like the Gemara's case, miskaven lagmias atalish v'chadachas mechuber. You wanted to go. You had a tomato. You wanted to take the tomato. You wanted to pick up the tomato. You thought the tomato was talish, and it ended up being mechuber. So there was a sky machshavtei. All you wanted to do was pick up this tomato, and you picked it up, and you got exactly what you wanted. So you don't have the ptur of lechs machsheves. It was a sky machshavtei. You only have the ptur of ba of kol ha'teru kula, of ba prat lemesasik. Because there the pshat is, since in your mind, the way you saw the mitzias, you weren't doing a ma'isa issa b'chlal. You're doing a ma'isa heter. You're picking up a tomato. The Metzius really was different. The Metzius really was that you're doing a Maisa Isser. You're being Tailish the tomato from the ground, but you didn't realize it was Mechubit to the ground. So that's a Mesasik that's covered by Kol HaTeru Kula, that's Ba, but it's not a Mesasik by Shabbos. So this is the Pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel is saying Mesasik B'Chalom V'Arayis is Chayiv in all cases. You don't have the Heter of Lechs Machshevis Asr Torah. That's only a Din in Shabbos. And you don't have the heter of Ba Prat L'Mesasik because Shekeinena. Mesasik by Shabbos is Pater also in all cases. There's two cases of Mesasik. You have the case where you thought you were doing a Maisa Heter and it turned out to didn't be a Maisa Isser. That's the Mesasik that's covered by Ba. And that you have in Shabbos because Ba Prat L'Mesasik, not because of Lachs Machshevis. You don't have Shekeinena. You have Ba Prat L'Mesasik. But besides for that, that would only apply when you're planning on doing a Maisa Heter. What you thought was a Maisa Heter. It turned out you made a mistake, it was a Maisa Isser. But you thought you were doing a Maisa Heter. Then you have a Heter of Bar Prat L'Mesasik. But if you intended to do a Maisa Isser, but it turned out to be a different Maisa Isser, you wanted to get one Mechuber and you end up with a different Mechuber, which you don't want. You wanted to put out one candle and you end up putting out a different candle, which you didn't want to be put out. So Bechlal, you don't have the Din of Bar, because you were planning a Maisa Isser. But you have another Ptur. You have a Ptur of Lach Machshavis. That's Taisa's sheet in the Inyan. Taisa's holds, and this is the Pashta Sasugya, that the Mesasik of Ba, the Mesasik of Kol HaTeru Kula, is even when you're Mechavim for the same Maisa, but you weren't aware of what the Maisa was. You thought that what you're eating was Reik, and really it was Chalev. You thought you were picking up something Talish, really you're picking up something Mechuber. That is the term Mesasik of Ba of Kol HaTeru Kula. As long as you were mechavin, as far as you saw the mitzias, you were doing a ma'isa heter. That's the mesasik of kol ha'teru kula. If you were planning on doing a ma'isa isser, but a different ma'isa, with a different chayfetz, and the one that you did it with wasn't a sky machshavta, that wasn't your objective, that's the p'tur of Shabbos. You see, when we say kol ha'teru kula and Shabbos, lema'isa, it's not kol ha'teru kula. There aren't that many other krisis besides chalav marayis and Shabbos. Almost all Lamed Vav Krisis are either a Surat Macholos Asuris, like Chalev, Dam, Pigel, Neiser, Tomei, and Isurei Bia, all the different arayas, achayse, achaysav, achaysima, ima, eshesish, all these things. And all of them you have shekeinena. They're all chalam of arayas. And then you have avodah zarah, which the Gemara says, b'chal, it doesn't shaykh a mitzias of mesasik. If you didn't know it was avodah zarah, so that's b'chal, not avodah zarah. Halibu l'shemayim, alaf kumu. And if you knew it was avodah zarah, so there's no mesasik b'chal. So avodah zarah also is b'chal, not shaykh mesasik. So we have avodah zarah, and we have macholas asuris, and we have isuri bia, and we have chil shabbos. And there aren't that many creases left. I mean, Taisus here mentions the shkut echutz, which you could say that you'd have mesasik b'shkut echutz. Like, let's say you thought you there's an issa kares to shecht a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And let's say you thought the behemoth was not a carbon, and really it was a carbon. So that's the mesasik of kol ha'tayr kula. That's the mesasik that's learned out from Ba. But by Shabbos also, you have both in Yonim, which you need both. You have the mesasik, which is the general mesasik, which doesn't apply too much other than Shabbos. But it's a general mesasik. It's not written in Hilcha Shabbos. It's written in Parashas Chatos. That whenever you don't have the din of Shekeinena, and you didn't realize what you're doing was Asur, so then you have the term mesasik. By Mechalas Asuris and Asuri Bia, let's say you didn't know it was Chalev. You didn't know it was Dam. You didn't know that this Isha was a relative. You thought she was your wife. Whatever it is. All these cases, like the Gemara says, there's no term misasik shekeinena. But by Shabbos, it's negeya. Let's say it is niskayna machshavtoi, you have lechs machshavis, but you didn't realize it's mechubur. Or you didn't realize that the street you're going into was a shisarabim. You thought it was a shisayachid. So it is niskayna machshavtoi, but whenever you didn't realize the mitzias that made it the iser, that's the term of misasik. And whenever you were mechavin for an iser, but it was lein niskayna machshavtoi, you tried to throw it into one Rosh Hashanah and landed in a different Rosh Hashanah. So you tried for an Isser, but it was laying the sky Machshavtei. So in that case, you'll have the Ptul Mechs Machshavis. That's Taisus Mahalach in the Sugya. Now, the Achreinim Shtelzich, what is the Gemara saying that Mesasik B'chalom V'arayis is Chayiv Shekeinena? If you have a tour of Ba to my Mesasik, what's the story of Shekeinena telling you that you're Chayiv? Why should you be Chayiv? The Torah says Mesasik is Potter, so what, Yenena? What's his Zvart of Shekeinena that you wouldn't have a term Misasik? So Rabbi Chanan, in Sankayvet Shurim Chaluk Bei Simen Chav Gimel, I say in Vav, in Shtelzach on the Shaila, and he says there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, the pshat is that the mitzvah is done with a maisa. Shofar, lulav, tefillin, whatever the case may be. There's a mitzvah, though, that's not done with a maisa. The mitzvah is a teitzah. It says like Pidyon Shvuyim, Priyas Malchayiv, Priyav Rivyam. The mitzvah is a teitzah. What happened from it? He says, Lamashal, mitzvah shichas havana, he would neman, is only a mitzvah that's done with a maisa. A mitzvah is done with a maisa, and you didn't have kavana la mitzvah, so that's not, you didn't do the mitzvah, you gotta do it over again. A mitzvah is the teitzah. You pay the chayiv without being mechavan l'shem mitzvah. So you have to pay the chayiv over again. The teitzah was done already. You did pru revu, you had children without being mechavan for mitzvah. You don't have to have children over again. The mitzvah is the teitzah. So same thing with isurim. Same thing with averis. There's averis that are done with a maisa. That's the point of avera. The maisa is the avera. And there's avera that's done the teitzah. The Torah didn't want this teitzah. That's the avera. Hazardu b'chanan, chalom v'arayis, the issa is not the maisa. The issa is the teitzah. It's the mitzias. The fact that he ate it. It's not the maisa achila that's asr. It's the teitzah. Misasik zaktiz hazay. Misasik zipshad, it's not called your maisa. A maisa without kavana is not called your maisa. But here, it doesn't matter if it's your maisa or not. It was done. It was like giving a dugma l'davar. Let's say someone opens his mouth and asks his friend to put food down in his mouth, into his throat. He won't do any maisa. His friend will do the whole maisa. Who's being Ivan Nisa Macholas Asuris? And either the one who's eating it. Even though he didn't do any maisa b'chlal, his friend did the entire maisa. Not an einus. His friend didn't force it down his throat. Okay, he asked his friend to do it. He could have stopped him. He asked his friend to do it. But he didn't do any maisa. His friend did the whole maisa. But avada he's over. You don't need a maisa. That the food went down your throat, that's the iser. And the same thing with the Isuri Bia. So that's how Chanan teaches up Shekeinena. It's not the pshat that no, the enjoyment you had makes it there shouldn't be a term of sasik. Shekeinena means that the iser is a state of being of having anah. If the iser is a state of being of having anah, so it's not shaykh masasik. Masasik is a din and a maisa. It's not called your maisa You do a maisa of Chil Shabbos, of Shkut Echutz, whatever the case may be, you need a maisa. Misasik is not a maisa. If you weren't aware of what was going on, felt in the maisa. Not considered your maisa. Rashenge Chalom Varayis, it doesn't matter if it's your maisa or not your maisa. So what, it's not your maisa? Lamaisa, you were nena. The food went down your throat. The biasur was done. Lamaisa, it's a state of being. That's why there's no Ptur Misasik. There's state in Rabbi Chanan. Very carved was there, Yosef Engel in the Sefer Asim Deraisa Klauch of Dalit says the same thing. The Eilim Shtel Sud, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel says that even if you hold Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, but if you send the Shliach to be Bailas Ervo to eat Chalev, the Chai Gavna, there'll be no Chiev of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Shalai Matzinu Shazen Enev Azem Eschayev. Taina Dail, the same Vart, because by Achel Chalev and Bailas Ervo, the Yis is not the Maisa. If you hold this as the Maisa, so Shlichas can make it your Maisa. We hold Ein Shlichas Dvar Avera. But if you would hold Yesh Shlichas Dvar Avera, so blimes, you did a Maisa. You're responsible for the Maisa. Mashain Cain, if the Issa is a state of being, not no, the Maisa never had a no, so was your Maisa. But he's the one who had a no. It wouldn't be Shayach Adin of Shlichas, Legabe, Macholos Asur, Asur, Ibiya, Lemetzinish, Zenan of Zem Mischayev. A Machana brings Yishmak, the Zeran, in Chulin, in Perigid and Oshe, that says that even if there's a din of Davashen and Miskaven is Mutta, we pass the Gabshim and Davashen and Miskaven is Mutta B'chala Terakula, but they wouldn't apply to Achila, because by Achila there'd be no Ptur of Davashen and Miskaven, because Hamasas B'chalam V'ray Eschayev Shekein Nene. As I say, they're on in Chulin by the Sugya of Reicha Milsehi. So B'chan and Shtelzich, L'chayev, it's two different things. One is a Ptur Misasik, and one is the Ptur of Davashen and Miskaven. It's two different Pturim. How can you bring a Raya from Misasik B'chalam V'Raya Ischayev to the Ptur of Davashen and Miskaven? Misasik is the din that's learned that Ba Pratla Misasik. Davashen and Miskaven, it's a different halacha. It's a Svara, Davashen and Miskaven. He explains the chilah between the two. Davashen and Miskaven means that you know it could happen, but it's not a Psik Resha. It won't vadly happen, but you know it could happen. So that's why you have the Ptur of Davashen and Miskaven. You don't have the Ptur of Misasik. Misasik is a pshat that it's vade going to happen, but you don't know about it. That's why I have a term misasik. It's two different shaylas. There's a machlekes if you name shim v'davishen and miskaven. Misasik, you don't find such a machlekes. Masagd yomachon, it's the same svar. What's the tour of davishen and miskaven? It's not your maisa. It's not considered your maisa. It was in a miskaven. It's not considered your maisa. And that's the same tour of misasik. Even though here you learn that from the pasuk, it's not considered your maisa. Here it's a story, it's not considered your maisa. The gedorim are somewhat different. Here might be a machlokes, but the side of the tour is it's not your maisa. Here it's not your maisa because you weren't mechaven. Here it's not your maisa because of misasik. But the side is it's not your maisa. As zayvi by misasik b'chalam v'rayis, you don't have the tour misasik, even though it's exeris sakosav bar pratla misasik. But teres is not shayach. Misasik state it's not your maisa. And chalom v'rayis, it doesn't matter if it's your maisa or not your maisa. It's nothing to do with maisa. The issa is not, doesn't come from doing a maisa. The issa comes from the mitzvahs of the shkei nenes. So male's not shaykh, the ptur misasik. So who adin davashenim skavim won't be shaykh? Who adin v'watam? It doesn't matter if it's your maisa or not. Shkei nene has nothing to do with the maisa. That's the shtickle from Abba Chanan, from the Asfun deraisa. What's the pshat? Misasik v'rayis kaiv shkei nene. The stipla, misach the shabbos simon lamen hey. In Kilas Yankov, he says that this shtickle doesn't stem with Taiz's first teretz here. We said over, Taiz has a kasha, the Gemara is interesting. The Gemara says, Mesaz Glam Reis Chayev Shekei Nene, Meshavis Yipot and Lachs Machshevis. Why do I have to say Lachs Machshevis? Typically, you don't have Nene by Shabbos, so you have the regular term Mesazik, Bar Pratla Mesazik, why do I have to come on to Lachs Machshevis? So Taiz's first teretz was that I need Lachs Machshevis for a case by Shabbos, even when you're Nene. When you happen to be Nene by Shabbos, then you wouldn't have the term Misasik of Ba, but you still have the Ptur of Misasik of Amach Machshevis. That's the Taisis first Teretz. Zak the Stipler, so you see that Taisis doesn't hold. It's because the Yisayit of the Isser of Cholam Verayis is Ano as opposed to the Maisa. Shabbos Zicha, the Isser is the Maisa. You happen to have Ano. And Tais is still saying, if you happen to have a no, you wouldn't have the Torah Bar Pratla Misasik. And that's where the Gemara come on to Lachs Machshevis. So you see from Tais didn't learn up the Svara, Shekei Nene Zipshan, that the Isser is the no, the Isser is not the Maisa. We're discussing Hilcha Shabbos. We're discussing the Isser Shabbos. The Isser Shabbos have added the Isser is the Maisa. And still Tais says there's a Svara Shekei Nene, and that's why the Gemara to use Lachs Machshevis. I mean, if the ma'isa happened by itself, by Shabbos, even though you were nena, avadi, that's not an issur Shabbos. Stop being nena by an issur Shabbos and happened by itself, that's not the issur. So the chayyah, Taisa didn't have that svarah shekein nena. So he says, it must be in Taisa, you have to say a different svarah. You have to say that Taisa's nem don, that masasig is called the ma'isa. Is your ma'isa. Now what's missing? In Ba'a Pratla Masasik state that din, ma'isa is not enough. You need kavana. You're not missing that it's not your ma'isa. It was your ma'isa. You did it. You intended to do it. You did it. It's a miskaven. Now you didn't realize it was aser. So what's missing? It's missing kavana. So what's state in shekeinene? Shekeinene is that when you have anah, the feeling of anah in your guf, that is kavana. Because what's kavana? Kavana, he says, is hishtatfas hanefesh b'maiseh haguf. If it's just a physical action without any intent, so you're missing the nefesh with it. You don't have the mind, the brain didn't participate in this act, just the body did. The brain was far away, the brain didn't even know what it was doing. That's mesasik, that's a ptur. Mashengen, when you're nene, that means that the brain, the mind, the emotions also participated, the nefesh also participated in this act. So the anah could replace the kavana. The term misasik is, you can't be chayiv without kavana. The mile of shekein nene is, when I'm nene, hana is the same type of thing like kavana. Even though I didn't have kavana for the ma'isa, I was nene for the ma'isa. That gives me the yachas and the shaykhas to the ma'isa, just like kavana would do it. That's the stipel shtickle. The stipel at the end of the shtickle brings in Jusant Duran. The Ran tells us that the Rambam, it's hard to know how the Rambam passes the gabbat in the mitzvah shrichas kavana. Legabe shofar, the Rambam passes mitzvah shrichas kavana. But legabe matzah, the Rambam passes mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. But shofar, the Rambam's mashma that if you didn't have kavana to be yetzi, not yetzi in the mitzvah tkiya shofar. But legabe matzah, the Rambam says if kafu parsi and vachlu matzah, yetzi in the mitzvah matzah. How is the Rambam machalti matzah and shofar? So the Ran explains. And the Rambam paskins that mitzvah shrichas kavana, but the reason why matzah yetz is shekein nene. And that's how he learns up the sugi in Rosh Hashanah. The shmuz of the sugi of Rosh Hashanah by matzah is that the reason why the Gemara there said kafur parsim v'achlu matzah yetz, the reason is shekein nene. Just like Mesazim Chom v'raish is chayiv shekein nene. Does Shnei Teran, the Ritvo also in Rosh Hashanah says that. That's what they say is svara. And the stipel is bothered that he says, the Ran Svarah doesn't stem with either of these two Mahalachim. Because if you learn, like the first Mahalach, Rabbi Chanan and Yosef Engel's Mahalach, that the Pshat and Shekei Nena means that the Isser is not the Maisa, the Isser is the state of being, not no. So you'll say the same thing here. The Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is not the Maisa. The Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is the state of being, that the Matzah is being eaten by you. So Mel, that's why you don't need Kavana. Or you'll say the stipel is mahalach. That the pshat is, that's not the pshat, that without kavana, it's not your ma'isa. Masasik is not just not your ma'isa. In order to have an aveira, you need kavana. So mamela with masasik, in order for kavana, it's not an aveira, not because it's missing in the ma'isa, it's missing in the kavana. But when it's shekein nene, that no, also has a shtatvas and nefesh, and it also has the same thing like kavana. So you also will say, Mrs. Shrich is kavana. Without kavana, it's like masasik. It's not considered your ma'isa. Mashenkin, here you're having anor from the matzah. So male, the anor that you're having is considered keely having kavana. In fact, the stipel on both of them, Mrs. Shrichas kavana doesn't mean kavana for the maisa. Mrs. Shrichas kavana means kavana for the mitzvah. The person has kavana to do the maisa. He has complete kavana to do the maisa. But he doesn't have kavana's mitzvah. He blows his shofar for music. So he has kavana for the maisa. He has a ganze kavana for the maisa. So it's his ma'isa. It's avada his ma'isa. Navas, he doesn't have kavanas mitzvah. So the ma'isa is not called the ma'isa mitzvah without kavanas mitzvah. So I was saying, where does shekeinene fit in? Shekeinene can make it into a ma'isa. Shekeinene can make it kiliat kavana for the ma'isa. But mitzvah shi'is kavana is more than kavana for the ma'isa. Mitzvah shi'is kavana is kavana for the mitzvah. How would shekeinene do that? The disciple Mutchit revives the tzarechim with it. Balkopanim, these are two mahalchim in Shekei Nene. You have the mahalch of Rabbi Chanan and the base of Engel, that the side of Shekei Nene is that the Aveira is not the Maisa. The Aveira is the Pearl Yetze. The Aveira is the Anah. And the Mele doesn't make a difference, Masasik or not. Masasik is to make it into your Maisa. But if the aveir is not the maaser, the aveir is the state of being is there whether you're misasik or not. And that, as Stipler brings from our thesis, and he says, you can say, shkeinenu l'gabi Shabbos also, even though there the aveir is clearly the maaser. So the Stipler says, the pshat is that misasik means you need kavana. When you have shkeinenu, that's considered kiliyat kavana, because you have the shtatvus and nefesh of the nena, that's good enough, it's kiliyat kavana. Now, one also read us now the famous Tshuvas Rebbe Kveger about Misasik. Tshuvas Rebbe Kveger, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ches. Rebbe Kveger is Mechadash Gevaldi Yisoyde Misasik, that he says that Misasik is not the pshat that it's not called an Aveira. It's called you did an Aveira B'Shegig. Misasik, all it is a Ptur Karbet. He says this to answer Gemara and Bava Kama. Won't go into the whole Cheshman, it's a complicated Cheshman, but this is his Yisoyde, that Ashachotah was a Ptur Karbet. It's a din, a Karbet is not by Misasik. Mashegin is still called, you did the chait b'shegig. It says, Mesazik by Shabbos of Lachs Machsheves, that's a pshat, it's not a malacha, it's not chil Shabbos. It's grad and isid derabanan, any time the whole Torah comes as Lachs Machsheves, it's isid derabanan. All these things in Lachs Machsheves is part of Avalasar, Mekalkal, Davashen Meskavan according to Behuda Lamashal, Lach Shen Shechel Guf according to Reb Shimon. Any time that's potter by Shabbos, because Lachs Machsheves is still awesome in their Rabbanan. So, Misasik also, the Pturim Lachs Machsheves, will be also upon him in their Rabbanan. But the Misasik that you learn from Ba, Pratla Misasik, that wouldn't affect the Deraisa status of the Aveira. It's still called an Aveira B'Shegig Mi Deraisa. It's a Ptur Karbon. Maybe it's like a Vinsig Shegig, it's like a Zakar of Oinus, so you'll have a Ptur Karbon. He says that the Chavaz Das, the Nesivis, the Chavaz Das, and the Sefer Mekar Chaim, and Ur Chaim, he asks Shaila, what's the pshat that when you have chametz in your house on Pesach and you don't know about it, you are even a very b'shegik. It's misasik. If you didn't know that you had chametz, that's the same thing as you not knowing that the thing was mechuber. You thought it was talush. Here, you didn't know that your house had any chametz in it. If you didn't know your house had any chametz in it and turned out that it had chametz, what's the pshat you waive about your Rabbi Shaykh? You should be misasik. So Rabbi Kveger brings down, the Chavaz Das says, he calls it a deichik, that he's mechalak and aveir with a maisa. There's a term misasik. Having chametz is not a maisa. If it's not a maisa, there's no term misasik. But Rabbi Kveger calls that a deichik. So Rabbi Kveger says, the Teretz is pashut like I'm saying. Avada, it's misasik. But so what? Anything that's not chayev a korban, it's not enough community if it's misasik or not. Misasik is only negayah to chayev a krisis. And it's only negayah to whether you chayev a korban or not. If you're misasik, there's a ptur korban. But you still did a very b'shegig. So anything which is not a chayev a korban, anything which you're not chayev a korban on, what's the difference? It's yeah, misasik, it's not misasik, who cares? Yeah, anyone not chayev a korban. So lefir, b'kveges is saying, it doesn't start the kasha. You can't ask that bal yirah, there should be a ptur misasik, a ptur from what? Aptur from Malchus, anyway you're a shegig, you're part of from Malchus. That's what they're saying. It's an aveir b'sheg. Misasik is an aveir b'sheg. The only nafka meaning by misasik is a ptur carbon. Dosh teit Rebbe Kveger. Rebbe Kveger brings a raya. The Gemara says in Brachis, if someone finds shatnez on his clothing, he has to take it off even if he's b'shuk. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is a Rambam, that if you know your friend has shatnez on his clothing, you have to tell him. Your friend's standing b'shuk, you know that his suit is made of shatnez, you have to tell him, and he has to get undressed even b'shuk. In fact, Rebbe Kveger, why? He's misasik. He thinks the beggar's not shatnez. That's misasik. So he's not doing any aveira. So why do you have to tell him? Elamai, it's also an aveira. It's a selma aveira. He's doing an aveira b'shegig. You have to tell him about it. Misasik's a ptur carbon. It doesn't mean he's not doing an aveira. He says it's a raya brewer from that gemara. But then he says, maybe it could be mechalik. Because maybe you could say that shatnez is shkeinena. It's like misasik v'chalom v'raya shkeinena. Because you're having anos schimum from the clothing. But he says, l'maisa iku nili kamei shikasavti. And Reb Shleim Eger, and the tshuvas of Shleim Eger chelak aleph, he says the chayit is even a better raya. It says in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Shinai and Beisif Aleph, that if you have a kayin that's sleeping in a house, and there's a dead person, someone died in the house, there's a dead person in the house, you have to wake up the kayin and get him out of the house as quickly as possible. Why? He doesn't know if there's anyone dead in the house. He's misasik. So Raya to Rabbi Kveger's Yisayin, you can't answer Shekein Nana. Al Kapanim, that's Rabbi Kveger's Yisayin, that by misasik, is it called the chet b'shege, it's just a ptur carbon. So I want to say, b'derech ulai, b'derech pilpul, we said over this chakira, there are b'chonanem zon that the ptur misasik is as a felt in the maisa. It's not considered your maisa. And shekeinen is the pshat, that this aveir is not aveir, and it's done al yidei maisa. This aveir is a state of being aveir, it's not done al yidei maisa, and b'meila, you don't have the ptur misasik b'chlal. Then we said from the stipel, a different pshat, that misasik is the pshat, Sixerius akosav, they need kavana. Without kavana, you're not chayiv. And what's shekeinena? Shekeinena is that ano is the shtatvus hanefesh that could also be considered kilu yav kavana. So meinich there be kveig in the chavis das are arguing with that machlekes. Because if you say misasik means it's not your maisa, it's mistarbit to say it's not an aver b'chlal. If it's not your maisa, so you didn't do an aver, you didn't do it. If Bo is teaching you that misasik means you didn't do the avera, so it's mistarbit to say l'chayah. That's not an aver b'chlal. It's also, Rabbi Kveiga said about the Chavis Das, that it's a deichik timachalik between an averish yeshu maisa and averish eimba maisa. If the whole ptura misasik is it's not your maisa, that's not a deichik b'chlal. That's mamish yisvar mechrachas. Misasik means it's not your maisa. You don't need a maisa of having chametz. Having chametz is a mitzias. It's a palyetze. It's a teitzah. It's not a maisa. How is a shayach misasik b'chlal? So I think Rabbi Kveiga learned up that misasik is considered your maisa. Navas then, there's a din. Without kavana, you're not chayiv. So now you can clear a shayla. Without kavana means you're like an oinus, you didn't do anything wrong. Well, no, without kavana, you have a ptur carbon. Kavana is needed for a ptur carbon. For a chayiv carbon. Without kavana, you have a ptur carbon. So Mela, Rabbi Kveiga who says it's nothing to do with your maisa or not your maisa, stam. It's not considered an avera without kavana. If you're going to say it's not considered an avera b'chlal without kavana, so l'chayr, what's the difference if it's with a ma'isa, without a ma'isa? That's why he holds the daichik. Right, he didn't have kavana, so you're not chayiv. So mainly, you can see from Pesach, you can see from Chametz, that without kavana also is considered avera b'shegik. It's just a pure carbon without kavana. And mainly, brings the raya from Shatnez, and also you can bring that raya, even a starker raya, from the fact they have to wake up the kayin that's in the tumah, because he's not having any kavanah. So if without any kavanah, it's not an aver, so why do you have to wake him up? Alamayin is an aver without kavanah, just up to a carbon. And by shatan is also, he's not having any kavanah. Now the teretz is, there may be this difference, shekei nana, he's being nana from the shatan, he's giving a chimum. Could be yeah, could be not, maybe that's not called anon, maybe no, it's dafka by chalov and arayis, it could be mefalpul. But lefi the mahalach, that the pshat is mesatzik is not your maisa. So then it's much mistabit to me that it's not your maisa. So if that's not a very b'shegi, it's not your maisa. And then also, it's not a deichik ti mechalik b'chametz u'pesach because it's a very shame b'maisa. It's mukhik, like we said. And also, definitely a kain being an oil atumah, and you could say even by shatnez, has nothing to do with a maisa. Shatnez is not a maisa levisha. Let's say you didn't do any maisa. You asked somebody, put the clothing of shatnez on me. And you didn't do any maisa at all. Avada, you're the one that's chayav on shatnez, not the one who put it on you. The issur is that you're wearing it. It's not a maisa, it's a mitzias. It's the same idea of shekeinena. And the same thing, the kayin and the ayel atuma. It's nothing to do with a maisa. This is being there. It's a state of being. So I think Rabbi Kveiga didn't hold that way. Rabbi Kveiga held the pturim misasik is like disciple says, because there's no kavana. And you need kavana to be chayav. Not quite to say that maybe you also need kavana to be over the issur. And you're not even nisa b'chal without kavana. That's what Kveiga says, me'echa teisa. It says, you need kavana to be chayiv v'chatas. It doesn't say you need kavana to be over nisa. And over nisa, you can be over that kavana. It's a chayit v'shegig. Now, Mamela, he didn't want to be mechalik between a veira that's done with a maisa or a veira that's done with the state of being. There's no such chilik. It's a deichik l'chalik, like he says. So, Mamela, the fact that you're over v'shegig on chametz that you didn't know about, or you're over b'shegging on shatnez that you thought wasn't shatnez, or that you're over, a kain is over for being in a house without knowing there's something tummy in it, is a shtarker ayah that even without any kavana, you're over the aveira, it's just a ptur carbon. That's all b'kveg is mahalach. Mashegg and the chavis das is mahalach. It's like the achreinim, like Rabbi Chana, like the asvin der aisa, that misasik is a pshat, it's not your maisa. Since it's not your maisa, l'charevadi, you didn't do a chet b'shegg, it wasn't your maisa. And if it's not your maisa, avad, if that aver is not done on yidei maisa, avad, there won't be a ptur misasik. And that's why by chametz, there's no ptur misasik, because you don't need a maisa. And by shatnez, you don't need a maisa. It's a state of being, wearing the clothes. And by tumah, you don't need a maisa. It's a state of being in the oil of tumah. So there, all these cases of Adi, you wouldn't have mesasik.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.